Hello, you guys. Welcome back. I hope you guys are doing great. So today I had another topic in mind for today's episode, but I decided to change it last minute. So today I went on a walk and I feel like I needed a good reset. And I actually shared on my Instagram story and I wrote, I needed a good reset. There's so many things that I want to do and I feel like I don't have enough time to do everything. Then I feel overwhelmed and then my body doesn't want to do anything because it feels stuck. And then doing nothing feels easier. So a lot of us are not doing anything, you know. But I was able to get some clarity on what I need to work on first. So many of you guys actually replied to that story and said like, oh my God, like that is so me. Like that is my brain. Or, you know, can you share any tips? This is how I'm feeling. Like, you know, so I was like, you know what? Let's talk about it. You know, I feel like it's a really good topic to talk about. So I wanted to share some tips with you guys. And hopefully this gives you some clarity on some things and gives you some tips. So there's many reasons that we might be feeling stuck or overwhelmed or unmotivated. There's many, many things, you know, and many different reasons that you can be feeling this way. You know, it can be burnout, it might be your mental health, it might be fear, or maybe it just means like you're human, you know, like you're human, it happens. You know, when I was feeling depressed, no matter how much I wanted to take action, I couldn't. I was feeling paralyzed. When I would come across like episodes like this, sometimes I wanted to like, maybe I'll listen to an episode, maybe I'll watch a YouTube video. You know, sometimes we go on Instagram, there's like all these motivational like posts and reels and, you know, TikToks and stuff like that. And I was like, maybe, you know, something is going to click and I'm going to like feel motivated to get up today. But I couldn't really take those in because I felt so numb. You know, I kind of felt like they don't get it. I feel like they were just touching the surface. And I kind of just needed help deeper than that. Like those posts, the episodes, the videos, they kind of just felt like deaf tone, kind of like, yeah. Like nothing you're saying really is resonating with me. None of those tips are helping me get motivated to get up and do what I have to do. So I would avoid them for a long time. I just felt like they're not working, you know, like it's just, they don't get it. So if that resonates with you, I just want you to know that I understand, you know, and I rode the wave. I held on. Sometimes I felt like I was drowning and I couldn't breathe, you know, but I kept hanging on. And I encourage you to seek some therapy, because I feel like therapy helps you start to like heal the root of the problem. And some of the things that we're like listening to and just reading and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes, like I said, it just feels a kind of deaf tone and it just feels like you want to go deeper than that. And deeper is therapy, you know? So I highly, highly recommend looking into getting some form of therapy. If you want to start to heal some of the rooted problems, you know? But you know, I'm glad you're here listening to this. And I hope something I say just kind of just clicks and just helps you in some sort of way, you know. So another reason that we might be experiencing, you know, the stuckness and the overwhelmed and kind of just not doing anything, it might be burnout. You know, maybe you just need a break. Maybe you just need to take some time for yourself, allow yourself to decompress. Many of us don't know how to take breaks and days off without beating ourselves. You know, we take the day off, but then we spend the whole day feeling guilty for taking the time off or taking the day off, you know. So if you're going to take a break, if you're going to take a day off, you're going to take a week off or even a month, you know, you have to allow yourself to be okay with taking the time off, you know, like don't let the inner voice or that little like inner critic start coming out and say, oh, you're so lazy. Or like you have so many things to do and you're taking a day off. Like what? And we need to first, like I always tell you guys, be aware that that inner critic, that inner voice, those thoughts that are coming at you, calling you, you're lazy. Like, girl, get up and do something. Like, you're behind on all of the stuff you need to do and you're taking a day off. Like, what? you know, recognize it that that's, you know, the inner voice is coming out and the inner critic is coming out and you got to shut it down, you know. And it's like, yes, I am taking the day off because I need a reset. I need to take some time off to be able to, you know, come back stronger and come back with some clarity on what I need to do and what I need to take care of. And I feel like in our culture, for those that don't know, I'm Latina, and my mom is not just my mom, my whole entire family, my aunts are very hard workers. These ladies don't know how to rest. You know, they don't know how to rest. And no matter how they're feeling that day, they're getting up to go to work because that's what they need to do and because that's how they were raised and how they were taught, you know. And for me, I have shared before that, you know, sometimes I, you know, I've worked, right? And this is me, like, I'm trying to, like, you know, not sound lazy, you know, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I was going to tell you guys, sometimes I've worked during the day and then my mom comes and I feel bad if I'm just sitting on the couch or I'm just sitting on the counter and not doing nothing because she's coming home from work. And I feel like I need to be doing something because, you know, like, I just look lazy if I'm just sitting there not doing anything. And or the fear when I remember when I was younger, you know, the fear of like, I can't, my mom's coming home from work, I need to be doing something or else I just feel bad. I feel guilty. And I feel like it's a thing that I have carried on. So when I want to take a day off or when I just need some time to just chill and watch Netflix, I feel guilty for it. And it's something that we need to be aware that that's what's going on, right? And when we are just choosing and deciding to take a day off, that we enjoy it, you know, and not feel that guilt over us, because then it's not really a rest day. It just becomes a day of us beating ourselves up for taking that day off. So please, please, if you need to do a reset, if you need to take a day off, a week off or a month off, like, do it and enjoy it. Enjoy it. That's what it's meant to do, for you to decompress and be free a little bit, you know. And when you come back, you're coming back with clarity. You're coming, you know, refreshed, you know, not like all beat up because all you did all month long or week is beat yourself up and feel guilty for it, you know. So really start to pay attention to that inner voice. And, you know, at others call it inner critic, because honestly, it's what it is. Like, we spend a lot of time criticizing ourselves and being hard on ourselves, you know. So it's like, you know, when a friend comes to you or a loved one comes to you and, you know, kind of just starts to, you know, let's say it's your own situation, meaning like, you know, your friend comes to you and tells you, like, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. I just feel like I have so many things to do, you know, blah, 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 right? They start to tell you their feelings. How would you encourage them? You know, how would you speak to them? You know, you wouldn't tell them, like, the way you talk to yourself, which is like, you're just lazy. You know, you're lazy. You can't take a day off. You need to get to work because you're behind because you didn't do nothing yesterday. So today you have to, you know, you wouldn't talk to them that way. So we need to be able to talk ourselves the way we would talk to a friend, meaning with love and with kindness. And it's not easy, especially if being hard on yourself is something that you've done your entire life. And maybe it came from your parents being hard on yourself or, you know, these expectations that you have for yourself. And if you're not reaching them, then it just becomes something that you beat yourself up for because you're not there yet. So that doesn't help you feel less overwhelmed. You know, a lot of us think that having someone yell at us, you know, it's going to help. And sometimes it doesn't. It really just kind of destroys you little by little. Another reason might be fear, you know. So maybe you're rebuilding like I am. Maybe you're working on new projects. You want to take on new things. You want to build a business. Maybe you're about to embark into a new journey. Maybe you're trying to show up in your business in a different way. And all those things can be scary. You know, all those things are scary. So I want to share a little story with you guys. Kimberly, she's a senior right now. She's in high school. She has a couple of months left in high school. And she finished her college applications a couple of months ago. And, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, we were in the car. We were coming. I had just picked her up. And we were just having a conversation about, I don't really know what it was, but nothing major. It was just a conversation. And she broke down and she started crying. And she told me, she's like, I feel so overwhelmed with school. Like, I just feel so overwhelmed. And then she said, I feel lazy. I feel lazy. And I know my daughter and I know the type of person she is, you know, and when she shares things like this, she just wants someone to listen to her. She's not looking for someone to like motivate her and like, you know, for me to give her like this inspirational speech. She just wants to be heard, you know, and for me as a, you know, how I am, it's very hard to not go into my, like, you know, trying to pump her up and, you know, give her all my advice and all these things because, you know, I want to encourage her. But at the same time, I know what she needs at that moment is just an ear, you know, for me to just listen to her and, you know, give her a hug and just tell her it's okay. But that's about it, you know. So, but what I did tell her, I couldn't, you know, not say nothing. you know, but I did tell her, you're not lazy. You know, it's not that you're lazy. It's just you're overwhelmed, you know. So that causes you for you to feel stuck. But you're not lazy. And I just left it like that, you know. So I thought about it and I was like, you know, how can I help her? I don't want to leave it like this. I want to be able to like talk to her and just give her some type of advice or something, you know. So I thought about it for a few days and I said, you know, like I told her, we're going to go on a date. Like I'm going to take you out on a date. We're going to go on a date. And she didn't question it. She just, you know, she's like, okay, you know. So I gave her some space, right? A couple of days to, you know, just feel whatever she was feeling. And then we went on this date. And I asked her at some point and I said, you know, the part where you told me I'm lazy, like I'm just lazy. I feel so lazy. You know, I asked her, was that a thought or a feeling? And she wasn't sure. She wasn't sure. She thought about it and she's like, I don't know. I told her it's a thought. The I'm lazy is a thought. It's not a fact because you're not lazy. You know, that's just something you're feeling the way you think about yourself. But if you would ask other people what they think about you, they lazy would be the last thing on the list because you're not lazy. Okay, so I told her recognize that it's a thought. The way you're feeling is a thought. So then I said, when you're feeling or you're thinking that you're lazy, right? You're in your head and it's the inner critic that's calling her lazy. So when I told her, I asked her when you're thinking that you're lazy, you're just having these thoughts of, you know, I'm lazy. How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? And she goes, not good. And I was like, okay. And then I told her, okay, so when you don't feel good, how is your body reacting to that? How is your body taking that in? You don't feel good. What is happening to your body? Are you handling what you're supposed to handle or are you taking no action? And for her, it was no action. No action was being taken. So it started with the thought of I'm lazy, right? And then the body is feeling that, what you're thinking, and the body is like, okay, I don't feel good about this. I'm lazy. I don't want to do nothing. Like, you're beating yourself up. That's what's going on. So then the body decides to shut down, and you know what? Let's not do nothing about this. Like, this doesn't feel good, so we're going to shut down. So the brain shuts down, and the body shuts down, and then no action is being taken place, right? So I told her, I was like, it's not that you're lazy, okay? It's just that you have so much going on in your mind, which is causing you to feel overwhelmed, right? And the brain is like, yeah, this is too much to handle, so let's just shut down, right? We're not going to take care of anything because it's just too much, you know? And I also shared with her that this might be fear, You know, she's about to start hearing back from these colleges she applied to, you know, not knowing what's going to happen, right? She's walking into unknown territory. She's going to hear from these colleges, and some she's going to get accepted into and some she's going to get rejected from. And maybe it's the top colleges that she applied to. So that's scary. You know, like it's like she's about to basically decide where she's going to go, where's her life headed. And can you guys imagine, you know, as an 18-year-old, you know, and I'm sure many of you guys went through that. I didn't experience that because I didn't go to college. And I didn't even apply to college. So, you know, I don't know the feeling. But I have been in scary situations where I didn't know what was going to happen. And I was about to embark into a new journey. And, you know, not knowing, it's scary. And the brain doesn't like change. The brain doesn't like for you to embark into new things, into unknown territories. It doesn't like it. So it will keep you from doing it. So I told her what you're about to do, what it's about to start happening is it's scary, you know? So I did ask her and I said, you know, you told me you were overwhelmed with school. Those were her words. She said, I'm overwhelmed with school. I just feel so lazy. So then I asked her, okay, you're overwhelmed with school. Which classes do you feel are super hard for you? Which are giving you too much work? I knew the answer to this, and that's the reason I asked. And her response was none. And she smiled. You know, and I told her, so it's not the classes or school you're overwhelmed with. It's something else that is overwhelming you. And I wanted to bring awareness around that because I knew the answer. My daughter is, she thinks school is kind of boring, and she's always kind of ahead of the classes, like meaning she finishes her work early, she's on top of her homework, like, you know, she just kind of finds it boring because it's not super challenging for her. So I knew that it wasn't the classes or the school that was overwhelming her. It's something else. And although she didn't, you know, we didn't have this moment of she opened up to me and she told me all her feelings, she told me everything that was going on. We didn't have that. You know, it was just me trying to kind of help her dissect what is going on in her head a little bit. And, you know, I'm not expecting for her to do a 360 and be like, okay, I'm ready to tackle. I know what's going on. And like, no, it's hard to take in what I'm saying. But if I planted a seed of awareness, that's all I, you know, want. For her to start looking at it in a different way, in a different perspective, which I think it did help her with that. You know, so it's really, really important and I hope that what I'm sharing kind of just your understanding, you know, and kind of trying to apply it to your own, whatever what's going on in your life. It's important for you to dissect because sometimes we're telling ourselves we're lazy, we're feeling overwhelmed, but we're not attacking the real trigger or the real problem of what's causing the overwhelm. We're kind of just telling ourselves, oh, I'm just lazy. Okay, but what's really going on, you know, like, and the whole, like, we're telling ourselves are lazy, that's not a fact. That's not our current situation. Although it feels like it, that's our situation right now. That's our circumstance. That's what's going on. That's a fact. That's not a fact. It's a thought. And the thoughts are causing your body to feel a certain way. And the body's reacting a certain way. And usually it means it's just overwhelmed. And overwhelm is causing us to just not do anything and paralyze us. Okay, so we're not moving forward because we just feel so overwhelmed. But it's important for us to kind of just backtrack and dissect what the real problem is and what the real issue is. So, you know, before we move on, like if you guys pray or, you know, just please say a prayer for Kimberly. I feel like she's very, very hard on herself. She has very high expectations for herself. And, you know, I don't know exactly where that comes from because, I mean, I feel like I have an idea, but, you know, I tell her like, wherever you go, whether it's you're going to become a doctor, whether you're going to become an engineer, whatever you decide to do, whatever makes you happy, you're going to kill it wherever you go because of your character, of what you bring to the table, of your discipline, just the way you are. Like, you're wherever you decide to do or go, you're going to be great, you know? And I try to reassure her all the time, you know, because she is very hard on herself. So I know that the next couple of months, it's going to be hard on her, on me, trying to support her and for her to make these decisions and, you know, deal with the acceptance letter and deal with the rejection letters, you know, so on, so on. So please say a little prayer for her. And yeah, let's hope for the best. So let's go back to dissecting, you know, how can we dissect what's going on? So I suggest doing a brain dump. So if you've never done a brain dump, you're going to get a sheet of paper and you're going to write out your ideas, your thoughts, your feelings, just anything that you want to write out that has just been sitting on your mind, your brain. Your brain needs an outlet. Sometimes it is just being overworked and it just shuts down because it's too much going on. So you're going to get the sheet of paper, and I do recommend doing it on a sheet of paper because sometimes writing it, like, you know, pen and paper, it does something to the body, other than writing it on your phone, all that kind of stuff. So I do suggest like actual paper, but it's up to you. So you're just going to let it flow out. You don't think about what I need to do first, what I need to do last. You know, no, it's not about putting things in order. It's just about letting it out. So after you have wrote it out, you're going to, look at what you wrote, you know, and I want you to take some time. This is something that I actually just started to do because before I knew about the brain dumps, but I wasn't doing this. So basically you're going to look at what is actually in your control and what is not. So for me, I am, a planner. I don't like to say that I'm a control freak because I'm not. I feel like I want my life to have structure because I was raised in a very chaotic home where I didn't know what was going to happen tomorrow. A lot of anxiety over it. So, I like my life to, you know, I like to plan out my day, what's going to happen this week and, you know, that kind of stuff, but I'm not a control freak. But, you know, I might have some tendencies, okay, you know, but maybe you do too, where you kind of a lot like me, where you feel like you need to have a little control over your life. And sometimes that's hard because things, you know, are going to go wrong all the time. And I feel like when we lose control, it can just drive us crazy and feel all sorts of things and thoughts, you know. So what I was going with this is look at what you wrote and look at what is in control and what is not. So for example, I recently got into like an argument with Emma's dad, and it was something that I was thinking about and like replaying in my head. And I was kind of like asking myself, I was like, was I wrong? Like, or like, no, he's wrong. Like, maybe I should have said things a different way. And it's just kind of just sitting in my head replaying, you know, and it's just taking up space. Like, and I have so many things to do and think about that it's actually in my control. This argument is not in my control anymore. It happened. It is what it is. And why do I keep replaying and thinking about it? You know, like, that's not in my control. Like, it's not. So I need to cross it out and let it go and actually focus on the things that I can take control, which is like, you know, what type of episode do I want to record? What kind of live do I want to do for my Thursday live? You know, focus on pushing my Valentine's Day, you know, sell, go hard on it the next 7 days. Like, what do I want to post? What do my captions look like? All that kind of stuff that is in my control. This argument that I had, it's not in my control. How he's feeling, how he's thinking, what he thinks, how he went about it, all that kind of stuff. Like, that's not in my control. So why do I keep replaying it in my head and letting it take space, you know? And so those are the kind of things that I want you guys to look at, what is going on in your head and things, situations like that with people, the way people are behaving, the way people like maybe betrayed you, the way people are just making you feel, all that kind of stuff, you know, like, cross it out because you can only control you, you know, and other people's feelings and all that kind of stuff is, it's out of your reach. So don't let it take up too much space in your head because it's not worth it. So we focus on what we control, right? So, the next thing is put things in order. What goes first? I literally know the word, but sometimes it comes out and sometimes it doesn't. So prioritize. Okay. Anyways, let's move on. What should you work on first? You know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, if you're feeling like, oh my God, everything seems so hard. I recommend starting with the easiest task. Like just what feels easy, what looks easy. What can you do today? And also what I do suggest is after you do this brain dump, I recommend kind of separating your business and your personal like thoughts and thoughts and feelings and stuff like that. Because I feel like it gives you a better perspective on things. Because if we don't, if we go hard on our business, like meaning we focus on our business, and we let the personal stuff like kind of take a back seat, and then we're kind of beating ourselves up because we're killing it in our business and in our personal life it's crap, or vice versa, we're killing it in our personal life but our business is crap, and it's because we're not prioritizing. Oh, I said it. We're not. Oh my God, I shouldn't have, oh my God, okay, just separate, okay, both, because for me, you know, I have so much going on, you guys, so much in my head, like, and sometimes it just feels like a lot, you know, like, in my business, like, I've been wanting to work on this thing, and I have not been able to do it because I have, like, no time. It feels like I have no time to get it done. Because other things are just taking priority over it. And, you know, and also mom life, you know, Kimberly needs me she's applying for FAFSA right now. She needs my income, like information, like taking some time to do that. You know, Emma's softball, like, her softball life is very time consuming. And, you know, it's not just the weekends, it's private practice during the week, and that takes some time. You know, cooking takes time. What am I going to cook today? Going to the store. It's a lot. It's a lot, you guys. And can you imagine all these thoughts just racing in your mind, like, all day of, like, personal life, business life? It's no wonder we're, like, overwhelmed and stuck, like, because it's so much. And we have to, like, one, be able to see that, recognize that, like, yeah, I do a lot. You know, I do have a lot going on. And it's okay. You know, like, I'm human. And feeling overwhelmed is just part of being a human. And, you know, so once you do the brain dump, like, separate business and personal, and, you know, give priority to both, you know, and I know it's hard finding a balance between both. I get it. And that's why our business sometimes takes the back seat, because we have mommy life and it's hard to focus on the business. Sometimes, you know, we have a 9-to-5 job and, you know, we need to take care of that too. So I'm not saying it's easy, but once you start putting it on paper, it does feel easier. It should feel a little bit easier instead of just sitting in your head, okay? So we're going to start wrapping it up because I've been chit-chatting way too long. All right, so once you give them priority, right, like you're like, okay, I'm going to handle this first. I need to take care of this first. Not just say that and not just put a number one in front of it, but put it on your schedule. So look at your calendar, go on your, you know, what calendar you use, and actually put it there and give it a time. Give it a time, because if you don't give it a time, it's just like, oh, the day comes and the day goes by and then you didn't get it done. So put it on the schedule, give it a time, and no matter what comes that day, you're going to give this a priority because you already have it scheduled. So it's important for us to schedule it. Also, sometimes the other thing that I want to talk about is you won't feel motivated to do these things sometimes. Like, if you're waiting to feel motivated to do it, sometimes you'll be there forever waiting for the motivation to come, you know? So sometimes it's actually about getting started. And once you get started, even though, you know, motivation is not there, when you're in the middle of it, it gets easier. Like, okay, I'm doing it already. Like, you know, and the motivation comes and it's just, you feel a little bit more inspired to do it. You know, I see it all the time with like workouts and stuff. When I used to go work out, and even with Emma, sometimes her just thinking that tomorrow I have practice. Like, she sits like all day just thinking tomorrow I have practice, whining, complaining about it. And then it comes and she gets it done and it's like, oh yeah, it wasn't that bad. You know, like, so I told her, like, I try to tell her, I understand, you know, I get it. It's hard. And you just feel like, oh, I don't want to go. Like, but the more you think about it, you're literally spending your whole day just thinking about it and feeling crappy about it. Instead of spending your day, you know, focusing on other things. But I know it's hard, you know, it's super hard. I tell her, I understand you, Emma, I get it. And the other thing that I want to say is, let's say you're setting up these schedules and these time slots for things, and for some reason you don't get it done. You know, it didn't happen today. Do not beat yourself up for it and just talk crap to yourself, because, you know, that's just going to leave you feeling crappy. And crappy is not going to help you get things done. So if you couldn't get to it, just tell yourself, okay, this didn't get done. I will have to get to this, you know, tomorrow or whatever other day. I had a lot going on today, and that's fine. Kindness goes a long way. So we are kind to everyone around us, but when it comes to ourselves, it's everything but kindness. So we got to work really hard on that, okay? Please, 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 because that's something that I have struggled with up to this day. I feel like I have this hard inner critic. You know, it's just an inner voice that's always just kind of just talking crap to myself about, you know, not doing what I'm supposed to do, or I'm not where I'm supposed to be or where I want to be. It's just a lot of the inner voices kind of gets loud sometimes. So now that I'm able to kind of just recognize it more and more, I'm able to just, like I explained in the last episode, throw some logic into it and kind of just said, nope, it's not that, you know, it's not that I'm lazy. And just be kind to myself. And honestly, it has helped me so much. So remember, you're human. We're not perfect, and we're allowed to feel overwhelmed and unmotivated. It's going to happen because we're human, you know, so take some time to really dissect what is causing the overwhelmed. Is it burnout? Is it mental health? Is it fear? Is it that you simply have too much on your plate? Start there, you know, identify what is going on. Let your brain have an outlet, right? Write out everything that is sitting in that pretty mind of yours. You know, what is in your control? What is not? What is a priority? What is not? You know, what's the easiest thing that you can get started with today? And then go down the list and start to schedule things in. I really hope that this episode kind of just gives you a little bit of more clarity and kind of just brings awareness, like I always say, and planted a seed in you, and that you start to kind of just see things in a different light, and really, really, really make some time. You know, your priority first should be like, okay, I'm going to do a brain dump. I'm going to do a brain dump and spend some time writing all of my ideas, just everything that is just sitting in my head. I need to write it out, because I feel like sometimes those the thoughts are so blurry because there's so many of them. And they become just blurry and blurry and blurry. And because they're blurry, they're not getting done, because they kind of just sit in the back of our heads. But we know they're there. And then we're just feeling bad because we're not getting to them. but it's because they're just very blurred right now. So writing them out on paper is going to just bring some clarity around them. I hope that makes sense. I really hope something I said today makes sense to you. All right, you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.